You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are the Brothers Layman, your co-host, Chris.
And Jonathan, via Skype.
Oh, yeah, man. It seems like we in this period of the summertime where we kind of getting close to football. Basketball is over. And you're just like, okay, come on.
Head zone. It's the dead time of the year as far as sports-wise. I mean, baseball fans, of course, you got your baseball. But besides that, really not much going on.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we're going to keep up. There's always stuff that pops up, so we're not ready to take a break yet. But, you know, we getting excited. I can smell the pigskin coming. So, yeah, we had a little bit, you know, we're going to discuss a little bit of NBA. There's been some little moves going on still. NFL is slowly coming along. We got some folk who finally got paid, and they're going to hand out some awards.
Absolutely.
So if y'all want to get at us, discuss some sports with us, you can reach out to us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You can hit us up on Twitter, @brotherslayman. You can leave a message on the hotline, 323-455-4219. And you can always get at us on the show page at blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out to us, holla at us, let us know, and we will definitely get back at you. Holla!
Oh, yeah. Well, we got an email this week.
That's what's up.
From the homie Zay.
That's what's up. That's what's happening. Hey, keep them coming, brother. Keep them coming.
You know it. And this is in response to the last episode with all the free agency. Fellas. How you guys doing? The nice work on the last episode. I wanted to throw a question out there to you guys. I'm a DC area native, so in the NBA, I like the Wizards and OKC, Durant DC connection. But my question is not about Durant's upcoming free agency. Don't know when or if the story will hit national airwaves, but John Wall was quoted saying he was amazed at the money being thrown around in free agency and was surprised that a guy like Reggie Jackson is getting 5 years, 80 mil. That's the same as me. I, for one, was surprised by this, too. There's been quite a bit of local backlash from fans and company on this issue. My stance is, well, it's true. Does seem high. I mean, Reggie Jackson has been a career backup and isn't comparable to James Harden, if you want to go that route. And at the end of the day, isn't a difference maker. People on the side of Wall should shut up and play ball, say things to the effect. Well, Jackson averaged good numbers after the trade, about 17 points or so in about 27 games. And some go as far to say, well, Wall is getting paid more than Curry and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what the fuck game are you watching if you want to compare Reggie Jackson to the company of Wall and Curry? Those two are top 5 point guards, hands down. Jackson may be top 20 range. And that's maybe.
Mm.
Compare the level of assists, steals, defense, and most importantly, influence on the team's success. They both truly run the show for their respective teams, and without them, that's a major hit. Reggie Jackson, however, is not a difference maker. Pistons sucked before his arrival and struggled afterwards.
Woo.
He posted inflated numbers, but they didn't turn the corner in the win column. So he and Wall on the same contract seems unfair. Especially after all of 20-something starts, that's foolish. Yes, the TV deal means inflated contracts, but in the NBA, I think it's fair to say the great players are underpaid and the good players overpaid. Depending on timing, now we are seeing good players paid the same, if not more, than elite guys. I can accept that, but what's so bad about stating the obvious and the truth? Also, let's look at the mismanagement on the part of some GMs. Regardless of what I think about Reggie Jackson in this comparison, he was a restricted free agent, meaning the Pistons had the right to match any offer. So let's look at the market. OKC, before trading this guy, offered a roughly $50 million contract. Let's just use that as the floor. When free agency opened, Detroit threw this contract out, and boom, he signed. But that's dumb on their part because they didn't price the actual open market. Should have let him sign an offer sheet and match, much like what happened with Enes Kanter, and they would have saved because no other team in their right mind would have paid that much, would have paid that bread. With save money, go out and acquire somebody else that might help you win because Jackson won't. He fills the stat sheet on offense, but the dude is alert to defense, bro. 80 mil, I'll pass, especially when you don't have to. He could have been signed for less. Or you could have gone with a cheaper option altogether. I got to go get back in shape so I can be the Black Dellavedova backup point guard for the Pistons and get me an inflated contract. Peace.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, man. So I'll let you go start with this. What you think?
Well, he brought up the key word, which was timing. The timing was just right for all these dudes. I mean, it's unfortunate that John Wall, you know, is getting paid the same as Reggie Evans. That shouldn't happen. That's, you know, reality speaking. And I mean, Reggie Evans right now making more money than Steph Curry. So,
I mean, Reggie Jackson.
But we have to keep in mind that, you know, once, you know, John Wall's still young, Steph Curry's still young, you know, once these dudes' contracts are up, they get twice as much as Reggie Jackson getting easily. So, I mean, it's all in the timing. He happened to be a restricted free agent. And unfortunately, the market, I mean, in a sense, kind of set itself for restricted free agents. You got Draymond Green getting $85 million. You know, I mean, you know, Jimmy Butler, granted, he is an all-star. He deserved that money. But you got some of these restricted free agents who were just, you know, Enes Kanter getting 74-something mil, and it's like, is he worth it? No, but you got to match. And, you know, hypothetically speaking, if they let Reggie Jackson hit the market, somebody's probably going to offer him a deal in the range of $60, $70 million. So, I mean, you know, you're saving $10, $20 million in that aspect, but somebody was going to throw money at him. I mean, let's just keep it real.
Yeah.
If he hit the market, somebody was going to throw big dough at him. You know, it's stupid. I mean, you can call Detroit dumb for doing it, but I guarantee there would have been some other dumb owners who have been willing to throw that much cash at him. I guarantee it that he hit the market. But, you know, next year is going to be worse. I mean, if you think this year's bad, next year is going to be worse. And then the year after that is probably going to be 10 times worse.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I could see John Wall's point because I know John Wall, he saw that contract. He was just like,
man, this is some bullshit.
But like you said, it is timing. I mean, he got $80 million, 2 years ago was probably around the max.
Yep.
And as far as Steph Curry, I mean, Golden State got a great deal for him. Yep. I think he wasn't at his transcendent point yet. I think he was still around that, you know, he may have ankle issues. So yeah, he's only making a 5-year, $50 million.
He wasn't elite yet.
Yeah, so he was making $10 million. Now, look, when he becomes a free agent, everybody, we knew this before last year. He getting max dollars. He hit the free agent market. He making about $30 million plus, you know, whatever the top tier money is, he's getting 5-year max contract easy. So he ain't got to worry about that.
Yep. Same with John Wall.
Yeah. And John Wall got paid before his, you know, breakout year last year. So, I mean, on that end, you know, his time will happen. Now, I won't go as far to trash Reggie Jackson like that. I think he wanted to get a chance to start. I think he's a nice piece to go with Andre Drummond. He's going to get a lot of attempts. I mean, he was balling, you know, early on when everybody was hurt in Oklahoma City.
Now, I do agree. He don't play defense.
No, he doesn't. But, I mean, the dude's young, so, I mean, that can come with time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think he was going to have to be paid, and it was going to have to overpay him. Yep. I mean, and he did send me this link to the five worst NBA free agent contracts this offseason off cheatsheet.com.
Uh-oh.
Number five, Wesley Matthews.
Because
That was a little high.
It was a little much. It was a little much, especially considering the fact he's coming off ACL injury.
Yes.
I understand that. But Wesley Matthews is up there as far as, you know, two-way players, as far as your, you know, 3-and-D guys.
Right.
So we got to keep in perspective that the market sets the standard for cats. So cats was getting overpaid, which boosted the contract for other dudes. So I get it, but I have to see who's in front of him. I got to see who's ahead of him.
Okay, that's number five. Number four was Rajon Rondo.
Well,
yeah, and I didn't agree with that one. I was like, that's the one, because it's a 1 year, $10 million.
Yeah.
You know, I think on that team, I think he can be a great fit. Now, you can say, well, he can't shoot, but I'm like, well, any team that he goes to, his shooting's going to be an issue.
Well, absolutely. But again, it's a 1 year deal.
Mm-hmm.
He's still
an above average point guard.
He's still a very good point guard. People are going to hang their hat on what happened in Dallas. But I'm like, if you know, just remove what happened in Dallas, he's up there as far as point guards. I mean, he can play solid defense. He can rack up assists with the best of them.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sacramento, he's not good. They don't necessarily need him to put up points. You got DeMarcus Cousins. You got Rudy Gay. You know, hopefully Ben McLemore. We'll be able to show up a little bit more, you know. You got some guys.
You even got Darren Collison. If you need a point guard who can shoot,
exactly. You got Darren Collison. He can set up, you know, Willie Cauley-Stein with alley-oops and things like that. That, you know, they don't necessarily need him to score like that. He still has the ability to drive to the hole and all that. So all in all, I'm very curious. I'm pretty sure they are talking monetarily, $10 million. I guess you could say at this point, yeah, he ain't worth that much. But it's a one year deal.
Yeah, and it's high risk, high reward move.
Yes.
But you know, he's one of the better point guards available, and we'll see how that go. But yeah, that was the one I was like, I don't know about that.
Now, if it was 4 or 5 years, then I'd say yes.
Yeah, if it was a long term deal, definitely. This 1 year, he's trying to get himself right. King's trying to get themselves right. I hope it works out for him.
Absolutely.
Number three, they got Enes Kanter.
Yes, I can agree with that. Because he, good Lord, he's getting almost $20 million a year for playing no deep.
Yeah.
I don't understand half the time. How are you 7 feet tall and you can't block nothing? Like, what? How does that even work?
Yeah, it's, you know, some dudes just may not be that great defensively. That's just not their strength. And you would think it would be easy, but I guess it would be like, you about 6'1", how come you can't dribble? You ain't got no handle, but
it's the weirdest thing sometimes where you're just like, it's, you know, 6'2" dude going to the hole against somebody 7 feet, and it's like, oh, he can't do nothing. It's like, god damn, what?
Yeah.
But I will say, for Enes Kanter, he is very skilled offensively.
Mm-hmm.
But again, yes, he got way overpaid. But Portland did that same shit because they knew OKC was going to match. They did that same thing in Indiana the year before, a couple years back with Roy Hill.
Yeah, they did.
Gave him that inflated-ass deal and was like, yeah, match it.
And they matched it. they're just like, shit.
Like, Portland, stop being an asshole.
Yeah, I mean, he averaged 18 and 11. He's a nice offensive big for that team. You know, because Ibaka is more of a defensive guy who can, you know, he can hit the spot up jumper, but you now, just can't really go to him to score.
Now you got to keep in mind though that Kevin Durant was out too, so that made a difference in his numbers.
Yeah, I mean his shot attempts are definitely going to drop. And Isaiah and I had a discussion on, do you think he's going to start? Because he didn't think he'd start.
Yeah, he's going to start.
And I was like, I could see him being, I could see him getting more attempts in the second team. I can see that.
Well, absolutely. But I think he'll start. But I think you're going to see a lot of rotation between him and Steven Adams.
I do too. I think they need some easy buckets, but you know, with Westbrook and Durant, I mean, your shot, you ain't going to get many shot attempts.
Exactly.
But I do think they need, hopefully Billy Donovan does use him, especially if, you know, 4 years, 70 mil, I'm trying to get the most out of you.
Exactly.
Number two, they had Derek Williams.
And it's funny and jacked up because it's only, oh, is it like 2 year, 10 mil or something?
Yeah, 2 year, 10 with the Knicks.
But he's one of them dudes who, unfortunately, it's kind of like, damn, he's still getting paid. Like he literally, he's a bust. He's a bust.
Yes.
And to give him $5 million, I'm like, Phil, you didn't have to offer him that much money. You could have got him probably for like half of that.
Yeah.
If not more. So, you know, I can agree at number two, though. I'm curious who's number one then.
Oh, number one is, he was like, you know who number one is. Reggie Jackson. And I was like, yeah.
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he was overpaid, definitely. So I can see that. Number one.
Yeah, I mean, I hope for their sake. I want to see Detroit in the playoffs, man. I want to see Drummond get some run, especially now that Greg Monroe is out. We'll see what happens.
I'm very shocked they didn't have a Sheik or Robin Lopez on there.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't put Corey Joseph.
Them contracts are terrible.
Right.
Jeez. Right.
But yeah, that was interesting. So yeah, shout out to Isaiah, man. Thank you for the email.
Yeah, appreciate that. Keep them coming, brother. Keep them coming.
Oh, yeah. So we hopping into this. Biggest move was the Nuggets trading Ty Lawson. Nuggets traded Ty Lawson, a 2017 protected second-round pick, to the Rockets for a few guys, including Pablo Prigioni.
And for you guys. Loving it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what, Costa Papanicolo, I don't know if I got that right, Joey Dorsey, Nick Johnson. Yep. And they got a lottery-protected 2016 first-round pick.
Oh, my God.
And this is coming off the heels of Ty Lawson getting arrested for his second DUI.
Yeah.
And
you going to Houston, brother? You better stay off that scissor.
Yeah, man.
Scissor.
But, I mean, for Houston, this is a great get because you got him on the cheap.
Oh, absolutely. That's a huge upgrade for them. I mean, especially you bringing what? I mean, everybody been saying Patrick Beverley coming off the bench, but if I'm really Houston, I'm really looking at bringing Ty Lawson off the bench. Only because James Harden, we know, is going to dominate the Rock, and Patrick Beverley is such a great defensive complement to him, and does a good job. He can knock down open threes and setting up teammates and things like that. And you got Dwight Howard. I mean, I understand they're looking for more fire, I guess, in their starting lineup. But I like the compliment defensively that Patrick Beverley brings.
Yeah. In some of the spots I've read, it is that which way do they go? And then they were like, does Ty Lawson at this point, does he deserve to start? With all, you know, because clearly it looks like he need to get his hair right. And Patrick Beverley, I do, like I said, I do like him. I do like him as a starter. He has played pretty well in shooting the rock. He's not great at it.
Yeah.
But he's got that. He's got the rapport. I mean, we saw the difference when he was out.
Yep.
And I do think he's coming into camp like I'm starting.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, as far as their point guard position is great. Because yes. they both complement each other well. I mean, I hope, you know, Ty Law, this is a good move. Got on a winning team.
Hey, and at times, if you want to go small, you can play them together.
Yep. Ty Lawson is, you know, great ball handler, great at attacking the rim, pushing the ball, which is what Houston wants to do.
And slide Harden to the three.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised Dallas ain't try to get him since they need a point guard.
They probably didn't. I'm sure Mark Cuban was like, I ain't trying to deal with that.
Yeah. You know, and they kept KJ McDaniels, signed him to a 3-year, $10 million deal.
That was nice. I like KJ McDaniels, man. I think he showed a lot of flashes when he was in Philadelphia. He's got, you know, he's got the size and skill to be a great defensive player. He just needs some time.
I don't know if he's going to get it with this loaded core behind Ariza and Corey Brewer.
And Decker.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. But I hope he gets some run. I do like him, too.
Yeah.
Now, who they did lose was Josh Smith, who signed himself a 1-year, $1.5 million deal with the Clippers. Turned down $2.5 from the Rockets. Said, I'm going to take the veteran minimum. I'm about to play for these Clippers, man.
Well, number one, he probably saw the glutton of fucking forwards on the team. Was like, all right, where do I fit into this equation?
Yeah.
No, where he can go to the Clippers. You know, if they want to run small, you can play him at the four with Blake at the five. And you can do certain things with him. You can put him at the – you don't really want to put him at the three, but you can put him at the three at times. You know, shit, even at times you can probably play and, you know, get away with putting him at the five at times.
Yeah. I mean, you could with him and him going small.
Mm-hmm. So, and I mean, shit, you put him out and DeAndre Jordan out there, you ain't coming in whole.
Nah, man, nah.
So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. And, you know, I appreciate the fact that he seems like he didn't really just try to go for the money. He tried to win. And I think he saw, you know, how well the Clippers played and that he basically saw that the Clippers just blew it. You know, the Clippers choked, you know, against them in the playoffs. And he saw the potential that they had and that they could possibly win a championship. And, you know, it doesn't hurt to live in L.A. for a little bit either.
No, I was kind of surprised that Houston, there wasn't this talk of them really going hard to keep him. But I think he knew he was going to be the backup in Houston. So he's like, I might as well just go to the Clippers. You know, they got an organization, you know, Paul Pierce there now, who's, you know, said this is going to be his last season. And the Clippers look like they ready. I mean, this was another great get. Doc Rivers, the GM, just continues to – you know, add pieces to this team. Finally got a legit backup for Blake Griffin.
Now, I'm just throwing shit out there, but this has me wondering about Dwight Howard a little bit.
Okay. Because
weren't Dwight Howard and Josh Smith, quote-unquote, best friends?
Yeah, and they, you know, played AAU ball together, and he was trying to recruit him to come to Houston.
It's just one of those things like, you know, you finally got up with your best friend and all of a sudden you don't want to be there. So it made me raise an eyebrow just a little bit like, something to think about. But, you know, I haven't heard anybody else mention it, but it was just something that just came to my mind. Like, wait a minute. Weren't y'all best friends?
That is interesting, though, because it seemed like he really wanted to play with Dwight Howard. And I went into offseason thinking like, oh, he's going back to Houston.
Easily.
So the fact that he left, and like, wow, okay.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he ain't hurt for money. He's still getting that buyout from Detroit. Still paying him, but, well, yeah, I was shocked. But, you know, good move for the Clippers.
Absolutely. Dr. GM is finally starting to pan out.
Mm-hmm. For the Mavs, signed J.J. Barea, 4 years, $16 million. Keep him in the fold.
Yeah, it's not a bad move. I like J.J. Barea. He's a little spark plug for that second unit on the team. So, not a bad move. And I mean, it's only, what? I mean, shit, in today's market, that's a bargain.
Yeah. He'll take it. 4 years, 16, guaranteed.
Exactly. Shit, I'll take
it. Celtics acquired Perry Jones III from the Thunder for future considerations.
It was very interesting. Only because Perry Jones really hadn't gotten the time with OKC. And he was pretty good at Baylor. And he's long. He's like 6'10", 6'11". So I'm very curious. But, you know, with Boston, they are stacked up front. So I don't know how much time he's really going to get. So that's probably not the ideal landing spot for him. But, again, it's an intriguing move. Only because he hasn't really gotten a chance to shine yet. So I'm curious.
Yeah, I am too. Luke Mbamute failed his physical with the Kings, so they voided that contract.
I freaking forgot he was even in the league. Like, damn, bro, you still going strong, huh? UCLA vet.
Yeah, he's known for defense. It's just like, damn, he failed your physical? Okay.
And I know he played for – he was in Sacramento for a minute, and I'm guessing he liked it up there, so I don't know.
Yep, now he's just going to have to wait. Yeah. Find something else.
Exactly.
We got Joel Embiid rebroke his navicular. I need to look it up. I'm not saying it right. Bone in his right foot. Basically, what was broken before, he broke it again. Per sources.
Next topic.
He broke it again. Like, damn.
You know what? I really hate to say this. He's done. He's done. Like, I know the kid. I know he's young. He's only like 19, 20 years old. But, you know, two injuries on your foot, same foot, you know, he re-injured the bone. Like, it's so hard with big dudes and foot injuries. He's done, man. He's done. He's not going to be, you know, the guy that potentially – he is Greg Oden 2.0.
Yeah.
He's done. Yeah, he's done. And it's unfortunate for him. I feel bad for the kid, but that's just the reality of the situation.
Yeah, that was kind of sucked. I was like, oh, well, I was like, yeah, that's why they took Jahlil Okafor.
Hey, well, I mean, shit, if it happens to be Embiid can't come back, shit, it worked out for Philly then.
Yeah. No, it did. I mean, you know, you took a chance. I ain't mad at him for taking a chance.
At all.
Yeah, but, you know, okay, well, next.
Yep, basically, that's how it works, man.
Adam Silver expects the Board of Governors to change the playoff format this summer. He's talking about seeding teams 1-8. Each conference regardless of seeding. So basically, ain't no more division. That don't matter.
It's just based on record.
Yep. I mean, we'll see if it happens, but I'm like, okay. I mean, I'm still like, if you don't want the divisions, then get rid of them. Me personally. Yeah. But it's like, I want a division. What does that get me? Nothing. Like, okay, well, all right.
I mean, well... I mean, at this point, there's still urgency to win your division only because you want to have one of the top records in the league.
Yeah.
It's just going to get to a point it has no bearing on your playoff seeding. So I'm curious to see how that'll work out. Clearly they changed it because of what happened last year in the Western Conference final, or this past year in the Western Conference,
Right.
It ended and set up with San Antonio and everything like that. You know, so clearly that's the reason they're changing it. So we'll see how it works out.
I mean, look, I was a Spurs fan, so yes, I should feel like this is cool because I don't want to have that same kind of situation again. But I'm at the point, like, at some point, just get rid of the divisions. I don't think they want to, but, I mean, we'll see if they vote on it. I know I also heard during that some of this summer talk in Vegas that I heard he said there's teams still losing money. I'm like, okay. I'm not surprised. I wouldn't think that, oh, well, the cap went up. I was like, yeah, but now spending went up.
Exactly. I mean, the teams are quote unquote losing money, but apparently when the TV deals kick in, they basically said all the teams are basically, if they're not making money, they're back in the black.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens, but you know, I would say for fans, if you don't know and you're not thinking about it, I've been aware of it since the last CBA was signed, 2017. Just prepare yourself for a lockout.
There could possibly be one. Now, I was actually listening to 710 on my way home, and they had mentioned that, and you know, kind of talked about the fact that with the amount of money basically set to come, neither side wants to. Actually, you know what? I didn't hear it on 710. I listened to it on Believe the Hype.
Okay, shout out to them, dude.
Yeah, shout out to them. I actually tweeted them after the show. Basically, they mentioned that neither side wants to have a stoppage.
Not with all this dough.
So I guess they basically were both sides were having meetings, I guess, separately in Las Vegas during the summer leagues. So I'm sure there's been some conversations and things talked about. So I am hoping and praying, knocking on wood, that they come to a resolution, you know, prior to the end of this CBA.
Yeah, I know they want to, because that's a lot of money that's going to get left. I mean, but they got a lot of stuff. I mean, they, you know, coming in the talk of the summer, it was all this we undivided, and it sounded like at first the Players Association wasn't budging on nothing. Like, we going into these, we not making no I can't think of the word, but they just like, we, this is our stances and we rolling with it.
And this will be, is it Michelle Roberts?
Yeah.
This will be her first actual CBA, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you got, the big thing is the whole draft age. Yep. I know the revenue sharing is going to be big because the players feel like they sacrificed some.
They're going to talk about the tanking issue.
Mm-hmm. All that on the table, so... you know, let's just be prepared. You know, I'm hoping everything works out, you know, but
I have doubts.
I don't know.
And if it happens to come, then damn it, I'll be focusing on my Broncos till they figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. So everybody's going to enjoy that big cash money coming in this summer. And then that season beforehand, they're going to be like, get it right. Hurry up.
Exactly.
And last thing from the NBA before we go to break, which happened on Instagram, which we are both not on, but it was funny. It was all this talk of who could beat who between the all-time Laker team versus the all-time Bulls team.
Mm-hmm.
And Shaq put on Instagram, we would beat them by 50. What you think? Let me know and don't hold back. And here comes Scottie Pippen.
Of course.
Sorry, Shaq, but I don't get caught up in hypotheticals. All I know is we won 6 titles, twice the amount you claimed while in L.A. Like, ooh, damn.
Shots fired.
Oh, snap.
Here we go. And, of course, I mean, like, of course you know what's coming. You know Shaq ain't going to just sit quietly with that.
Yep.
Like, sorry, Scottie Pippen. I don't believe in hypotheticals either. But I've seen most of those finals you did okay. But this guy did most of the work. Hashtag, you were okay. Steve Kerr and Ron Harper deserve more credit than you. Remember, I was Batman, you was Robin. I was Puffy, you was Mace. Damn.
You got knocked the fuck out.
I'm like, wow.
Oh, son, are you kidding?
And here we go. Like, and we had this discussion.
Yep. Oh, this is great. Oh, that's great.
And then he had a picture on there of one of them old T-Mobile sidekicks.
Yeah.
And it was like, I got anybody need a T-Mobile sidekick? I got a pretty good one. Hashtag best sidekick ever. And there's a picture of Scottie Pippen in it. Like, damn, dude.
Ooh-wee. And then don't forget Scottie's comeback. Because I guess.
Easy big fella. If you were as good as free throws as you were talking smack. Like, damn. Let's get it in.
And then Scotty also, I guess, posted a picture basically saying, well, you know something about being a sidekick, too.
Yeah. I see this. Speaking of being the sidekick, if I recall correctly, you know a thing or two about that as well. And they got pictures in with Orlando, in L.A., in Miami, in Phoenix, and in Cleveland.
Like, damn. Oh, man. Look, I even tweeted about this, what is it, hashtag great debate, whatever the fuck that stupid thing is called. I said, look, you can't compare the teams. First of all, it's not a fair comparison. It's not. I mean, when you seriously break down the history of both franchises, it's not a fucking fair comparison. Look who, at number two, look, Shaq, look who you fucking listed. You put Horace Grant in the starting lineup for the Bulls. Really?
That's because that's your boy.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you put Horace Grant in the starting five. I mean, come on. You can't dig a little deeper than that. So that's number two. Number three, Shaq, real talk? If we're talking about all-time great Lakers, you ain't in the starting lineup for center.
You don't have to be. You don't have to be in the lineup.
Exactly.
You could actually start a lineup and not include and not go past Showtime.
Exactly.
That's how deep the Lakers. I mean, you can pull Jane Worthy, Bob McAdoo, Kareem, Wilt, Jerry West, Elgin, Blair, and Magic. I mean, it's just a gang of people.
Exactly. And I mean, basically with the Bulls, everybody thinks of Jordan, and that's it. But I mean, you got Jordan, you got Pippen, you know, you got, I mean, Dennis Rodman, granted he played for the Bulls, but most of his shine came with the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, I saw that Derrick Rose. I mean,
it's not a comparison. So for me, Shaq, it was one of those things. It's nonsense. It's stupid because there really is no debate. Now, are they going to crush him by 50? Not with Michael Jordan on the court, they not. I'm sorry. Jordan ain't letting them lose by 50 points.
No, you can pull a gang of Bill Cartwright. Because Bill Cartwright, even though he was deferring, he did have some game.
And what was it Artis Gilmore?
I believe so.
Right for Chicago, I mean, who was a big man. So, I mean, there's other dudes you can look at. But, I mean, seriously, there's no comparison in the eras. You can't compare the Lakers' history. I mean, really, the only team that can compare to the Lakers' history is the Celtics.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. That's the only franchise. And I'm a diehard Bulls fan. But, I mean, Jesus Christ, there's no comparison to the Lakers' history. Kidding me? There's so many legends and Hall of Famers from the Lakers franchise over the past 50-something-odd years. I mean, from the Bulls, you probably have, you know, 10 at the most. Lakers got dozens. And we ain't even talking about the sportscasters either. I mean, come on now. Chick Hearn, let's go. So, I mean, there's no comparison. There's no comparison. It was a stupid debate to begin with. Because it was just like, really, Shaq? Really? It was just Shaq just talking.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all in fun. It's like, who would win? I'm like, this is all these, like, hypotheticals. And if you can pull everybody together. I'm like, people put those teams together all the time on Twitter. They'd be like, who would win? They just grab any starting five. You just mix them together. And they're like, who would you pick? I'm like, okay, this is hypothetical, this one. But I'm not taking it serious. I'm not getting in a full-fledged argument.
Yeah. It was just like, come on, dude. Seriously.
Yeah, and then I got to say, he ended it, this last one. Like, see what happened, Scottie Pippen, with Michael Jordan ain't protecting you. You lose a 17-point lead in the fourth quarter, and this happens. And then it's that infamous Kobe alley-oop to Shaq. Like, damn.
Oh, snap.
I mean, you're not going to beat Shaq Instagram game. He's going to keep coming.
You ain't going to beat Shaq in talking shit. Come on.
No.
It's not happening.
Yeah. I mean, he was not a legendary trash talker, but when it comes to, you know, winning the public over, he can do that pretty easily.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, hop into this NFL. News is just going to keep picking up more and more, and then we're going to hand out some awards. Y'all listen to the Brother Layman Sports Happy Hour.
Holla!
be sure to check us out on blackisonline.com.
Back in the house, Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yo, yo, yo.
Y'all want to get at us? Y'all want to talk some sports with us? Talk some NBA? You know, talk some NFL. You know, it's right around the corner. Hit us up. You can reach out to us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You can hit us up on Twitter, @brotherslayman. You can leave a voicemail, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up. As Chris said, fantasy football is coming. So if any of y'all got any questions, anything y'all want to know, who y'all should pick, what round you should pick them, let me know. Why? Because the cheat sheet is in the brain. I know it all. I can tell you who to pick and who to pick where. I will get your victories. I'm telling you. Holla.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's coming along. Man, I'm getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we're going into the NFL. So, I mean, we got to go with some of these people making their bread.
Pay me my money.
We got Dez Bryant, you know, and it was all this talk of them holding out, him and Demaryius.
Yeah.
Is it collusion? I don't, what's going on? In the end, Dez Bryant, 5 years, $70 million deal with the Cowboys, 45 guaranteed.
Jesus.
$20 million signing bonus.
Mm.
And you got Demaryius Thomas.
Yes,
who
sir.
You was like, sign this nigga.
Yeah, basically.
Got him a 5-year, $70 million deal as well, with 43.5 guaranteed.
There you go.
So, yeah, I'm glad both of these dudes got their money. I don't know who I'm happier for. I mean, well, I know who you're happier for.
You damn Skippy. Well, you know what? And on top of it, you know, shout out to Demaryius Thomas. His mom was released from jail the same week he signed his extension. So
oh,
I guess President Obama passed a bill that basically released, I guess, nonviolent, I guess a small amount of nonviolent, I guess, inmates.
Right.
And Demaryius Thomas' mom happened to be one of them. So she was released from jail and he talked about it and said that she'll finally, she ain't never watched this fool play a game in person. So
damn.
He was, you know, she'll finally get to play, you know, watch him play. And you know, it was nice to see. He got a little double whammy in the same week. So I was very happy to see the man get paid. I was just like, you know, it was pissing me off because I'm watching the clock and it was just getting like 20 minutes down to the deadline. And I'm like, are y'all kidding? Are we really about to do this? And then a collusion happened, and they signed. it was collusion. I know the NFLPA is probably going to back off now that they got paid, but there was collusion. I guess they said that. I guess both of the agents, I guess, work under the same firm or same company or whatever.
Okay.
There was collusion. I'm like, it's the same freaking contract. The only difference is Demaryius Thomas got $1.5 million less guaranteed. That's it. That's the only difference.
Yeah.
There was collusion. So, I mean, it is what it is. I'm just glad he's locked up for the next 5 years. Let's go back to the Super Bowl Broncos.
Now, I feel you, man. I know you're ready because this might be Peyton Manning's last.
Yeah. I'm betting on this being his last year. And, shit, I mean, good. I mean, Brock Osweiler got his due for the next few years. So, let's get it cracking.
Yep. Also, who got some money, offensive linebacker Justin Houston, signed him a 6-year, $101 million deal with the Chiefs, 52.5 guaranteed.
Show me the money.
You know what that mean, right?
What that mean?
I mean, Von Miller getting $100-something million too. God damn, we just got to keep paying fools.
Yeah, I mean, I want $55 million guaranteed.
Like, fuck me. But hey, I'm happy for Justin Houston. He was a dude who, when he was drafted, fell to the third round coming out of UGA because, like, you know, people felt he didn't work hard enough or, you know, whatever the case may be. You know, had a few minor off the field issues, but, you know, I don't think anything of a serious matter. But, you know, he almost broke the damn sack record last year. I mean, yeah, pay that fool.
Yeah. He beastly. Pay his money.
It that simple. Shit.
Yeah. And for a kicker, Stephen Gostkowski signed him a 4-year, $17 million deal with the Patriots. I mean, he's one of the best kickers in the league. You got to pay him.
Hey, I'm always happy to see the kickers get paid, especially, you know, coming from, you know, playing soccer at a young age and stuff. I appreciate, you know, what kickers do. Everybody talks about they ain't, you know, kickers don't mean shit really. And I'm like, shit, when it come down to crunch time, pressure time, I'm like, those are the dudes who are always on the line. I'm like, them fools, they jobs be on the line. You miss this kick, you fired.
Yeah, everybody else, you know, you miss a block, anything else, oh, just go back out there. But the kickers is like, you know, you only got one job.
Yep. But it's probably one of the most pressurized jobs in the entire NFL.
Yeah, it is, because every, you know, people expect you to make it.
Exactly. Like it's the easiest shit in the world. I would love to see somebody just go out and kick a 50-yard field goal with everybody and their mama screaming at you and you down 2 points.
Yeah. And you got people coming at you. It ain't like you just free kick, ain't nobody here. I'm like, people, dudes coming at you to try to block it.
Exactly. So it means you got to kick at a certain angle. You got to, may have to adjust your angle. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. So again, I appreciate, you know, what kickers do and what they do for the NFL. So I'm happy for the man. I'm glad to see you got paid.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, remember when kickers were making less than a mil?
Yep. Now you got kickers. I mean, if you good, you can get a check for 20 years.
Thank you.
Adam Vinatieri, but, like, damn, he's straight.
Yeah, exactly. You got Justin Tucker in Baltimore. I think he signed like a 6-year deal. Like, he good.
Mm-hmm. And they probably, of course, they know they kickers, so they not living the baller life. Cause niggas gonna be fucking with Lincoln. You a kicker, nigga. And they be like, all right, I'm not gonna ball, but I bet you what? I ain't gonna be broke in 2 years.
My family and my family's family gonna be good.
Yep. Dude. I can live modest off that. And since we talking about money, Adrian Peterson. He and the Vikings restructured his contract. So he's got a new, 3-year, $44 million deal. I mean, he gave up $750,000, gets a fully guaranteed $11 million base salary this season, plus a $2 million roster bonus on July 28th. So he got some guaranteed money he was looking for.
I mean, look, I was wrong. I thought he was going to be gone from Minnesota. I thought we had seen the last of Adrian Peterson in the Vikings uniform, but, you know, now that he's going to be there, he signed the extension. Looks like, you know, they've mended the fences. So, you know, good. Good for them. And I like Teddy Bridgewater, so shit, this does nothing but help him.
No, it does. I mean, I'm glad Adrian Peterson came in. He went to the OTAs, wasn't really complaining, and, you know, the Vikings didn't have to do this, and they did it. So it was like, okay, maybe sounded like it was safe. You know, now we know how the NFL works, and maybe next summer they don't feel like taking that $12 million hit, and they just cut him.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, as of this year, he's locked in. He got his money, and
they're a legit playoff team.
Yeah, we'll see what the Vikings can do.
Yep.
Packers' Brett Favre got his number four. Inducted into the Hall of Fame, number four retired. Happy to see that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We knew it was going to happen at some point. You can't. How can you not retire the number of Brett Favre? I mean, seriously. I mean, you knew it was going to happen at some point. The man is a legend. He's one of the best quarterbacks of all time. Is he a diva? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But you can't deny what the man did on the field. And that's what it's about. You know, it's about what the man did on the field. You know, the injuries he played through, you know, taking hit after hit and still getting up, still, you know, still doing what he could. You know, I mean, shit, he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the greatest Packers ever. I mean, he's the reason a lot of people became Packer fans.
Exactly. I mean, what are you going to do? He basically created the term of gunslinger.
Yeah. And it's a lot of guys, you could argue, you know, Tony Romo, Matt Stafford. It's a lot of guys who copied themselves after Brett Favre. I mean, and we can all say he was a diva, but you would watch Brett Favre because he would be like, why is he throwing that? Oh, okay, he made the play.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, watching Kobe Bryant shoot 28-foot three-pointers. He's like, what the hell are you doing? Oh, he made it. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and Aaron Rodgers learned from Brett Favre, so clearly the man knows something.
Yeah.
Shoot.
And it seems like when we talk about NFL, we always got to talk about somebody doing something dumb. But this time it's not a player.
Uh-oh.
Bills O-line coach Aaron Cromer was arrested for battery with intent to cause bodily harm. Got into an altercation with three boys, yelled at them about some beach chairs, threw one of them onto the ground and punched him in the left eye, and then threatened to kill the kid's family if he told the police. And threw their fishing pole into the lake. You're like, what is wrong with you, man?
I mean, clearly the guy got anger problems. Clearly.
Yeah.
Your issues. I mean, I believe he was the same guy who got fired from the Saints. No, this is the dude from
Chicago.
Chicago.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. I mean, still doing dumb shit. What more can I say? I don't know. He's an idiot, man. He's gone. He's done.
Yeah, I'm like, I think it was his neighbor, and you just go like, really? And then I mean, be like, you gonna sock, it's three kids, you gonna sock one of them, and then be like, don't say nothing. I'm gonna kill your family. Like, what? I'm telling, nigga.
Exactly. Now you done threatened the life of my family. You know I'm going to the police. Come on, that was stupid ass.
Yeah, it's a neighbor kid. Like, I know you work for the Bills.
Right. Know who you are.
Jeez. Just people, so many people just stupid, man.
Oh, beyond belief. And believe me, I got something for the what the fuck moment.
I know you do, which will be coming up shortly.
Boo this man!
These people.
Seriously.
Shout out to man KJ from Welcome to the Village. He hit me up and asked if have we discussed this yet. Federal judge approves $60 million settlement for college athletes in class action lawsuit against the NCAA and Electronic Arts for illegally using their players' names and likenesses in video games. Players who appeared in the games have until July 31st to make a claim. And Max, you can claim $7,026. So, you know, it's another win for college athletes getting some compensation for their use for them playing ball. I hope a lot of these dudes be like, was I on that game? Oh, give me my money.
Let me go back and check my Sega Genesis.
That's real.
So, you know, shout out to those dudes for this W. I mean, granted, it's not much money, but shit, I'll take $7,000.
Shit, yeah.
But I mean, hopefully this is another step in the direction of you know, compensating these kids accordingly and fairly for what they bring, you know, revenue wise to universities and schools. I mean, these kids generate millions, if not billions of dollars for schools.
Mm-hmm.
They get nothing. They get nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's so not right. It's so unethical. I mean, it's almost like, how can you even look these kids in the face with a smile? Like, it's ridiculous. So shout out to them. And I hope these damn kids get compensated because they should be, for all the damn money they generate for these schools.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, we saw, what, a couple years ago when EA Sports started pulling off all the names and stuff off of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Off the football and the college basketball, which, I mean, hey, it makes sense.
Yep.
You don't want to pay for their likenesses, which you would any professional. So, you know, hey, we're starting to go in the right direction.
Exactly.
And got to give some love to Mike Trout. One MVP in the MLB All-Star game for a second straight time. First player to ever do that.
Well, he is the best player in baseball, so what are you going to do?
Yeah, man. I mean, American League won the All-Star game again. I mean, we'll see how that plays out, but
you know, now that they have changed the home run derby rule, they need to change that stupid All-Star game rule. I hate that fucking rule.
See, I'm with you. I don't like it, but it's a way to make the game meaningful, and people do watch because it's important. So they're not going to change it because it does work for them. But I like the change with the home run derby, you know, making it bracket style, making it timed. And I didn't get to watch it, but it seemed real entertaining. And the dude, you know, from the Reds, the hometown boy, won.
Yeah.
It looked like it's a lot of good talent out there for MLB.
A lot of nice young talent out there. You know, Jock Peterson, I think, came in second. But, you know, yeah, they've got some good young talent. But they've got to do something else to get the numbers up. They're just not drawing the fans like they used to.
Yeah. You know, hopefully this will help.
Exactly.
All right, y'all. So we're going to get into these awards for the week. Of course, start off with the Noice Award.
Noice.
All right, what you got?
All right, for the first Noice Award, I just wanted to give a shout out to MLB for doing the right thing and honoring Pete Rose during the All-Star game. I mean, granted, he was up there with three other Cincinnati Reds players from the past. I know Barry Larkin and a couple of the others. But it was nice to just see him be able to come out into the field and just, you know, be celebrated by the masses and the Cincinnati Red fans who did appreciate what he did. I mean, it really dawned on me when they showed a little blooper of his stats. And I'm like, wait a minute, this fool is first in games played. He's first in hits. He's like second in RBI. I'm like, wait a minute, how is he not in the Hall of Fame? I mean, that's just so stupid. It doesn't even make any sense. Understand he gambled. But physically, he did nothing to taint the sport. He didn't. He didn't cheat with steroids. He didn't do anything. I mean, shit, the fool's nickname was Charlie Hustle. Clearly, the reason for that. Because he hustled and worked his ass off for everything he did in that game. Now, granted, of course, he's a human being. He made dumb mistakes and he gambled when he should not have. But to hold him out of the Hall of Fame for that, to me, is so stupid. I just can't wrap my mind around it. If you don't want to allow him to be involved in baseball activities or anything else with the MLB, that's fine. But to hold him out of the Hall of Fame when he clearly, anybody can Google the fucking numbers. And if you look at the all-time numbers, you're going to see his name up there. And people are going to say, why the hell is he not in the Hall of Fame?
Because he bet on baseball.
It doesn't make any sense. So baseball, do the right thing again and just let the man in the Hall of Fame. Again, if you want to ban him from all baseball-related activities or anything like that, that is fine. But to ban him from the Hall of Fame is stupid. Because I swear to God, if they let in these Barry Bonds and Mark McGuire's and these guys who used steroids before him, I'm going to have something very serious to say about that. Because that's not cool. So no, shout out to them, right thing, and acknowledging him at least this one time.
All right.
And then for my next one, I got to give it to Yo Squad. It's probably one of the moves that nobody even noticed the San Antonio Spurs made in the offseason. But they signed this fucking Serbian center to a one-year deal. Check out these measurements alone. He's 7'3". He's got a 7'8" wingspan.
Damn.
And a 9'7" standing reach. Now let me put that into perspective for y'all who don't understand something real quick. He has a 9'7" standing reach. That is only 5 inches lower than the fucking NBA rim. I've watched video on him. He ain't even got a jump to dunk. It's ridiculous. And he's pretty athletic for a guy of his size. So I'm just sitting here like, God damn, the Spurs just strike again with these dudes. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. So,
shout out to them. Because, I mean, Jesus Christ, I was like, what? And, I mean, with the loss of Aaron Baines, you know, and Tiago Splitter, he may actually get some run.
Maybe a little bit. Maybe. So,
shout out to your squad.
Yeah, I think they will. He'll get a little run, maybe some D-League. Maybe he goes back overseas or whatnot. But, you know, hey, I ain't mad at it.
You go.
All right, I have three actually this week. The first one is going out to the NBA, and the Players Association will have their first NBA game in Africa. They are doing on August 1st in Johannesburg. They're doing a Team Africa versus Team World. Team Africa will be Luol Deng, Al-Farouq Aminu, Antetokounmpo, Nicholas Batum, Bismack Biyombo, Boris Diaw, Guri Dieng, Festus Ezeli, Serge Ibaka, and Luka Mbamute, I guess if he's cleared. Now, all these guys are either from, were either born, or they had parents who were born from countries in Africa.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
Team World is Chris Paul, Bradley Beal, Kenneth Faried, Mark and Pau Gasol, Jeff Green, Marcus Smart, Evan Turner, Nikola Vucevic. I was like, okay.
Oh.
Greg Popovich was coaching Team Africa with Budenholzer and Monty Williams as assistants for him. And then Lionel Hollins is coaching Team World with Brad Stevens as his assistant. I'm like, oh, shit, okay.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's pretty cool.
And it's part of the right after the Basketball Without Borders Africa. So shout out to them. And a lot of money is going to the Boys and Girls Club out there. So I was like, oh, that would be pretty cool. I'd actually try to go to that game if I had that kind of paper. My next one, just we talking Spurs, and you was giving, I'm giving love right back. Spurs winning Summer League in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Won the Summer League Championship, beating Phoenix. Jonathan Simmons won finals MVP. He's on our team right now. Great young guy, athletic. He got some hops. He was just yamming on some fools. I'm like, okay, he got some hops. And Kyle Anderson, who was the Las Vegas Summer League MVP. Look, I don't expect him to get – I expect him to get some run. He may not get a ton of run, but he looked real good out there, made some great passes, some sick behind the – no look behind the back pass with some spin on it. He's going to get some run. You know, it usually takes a – you usually got to wait till your second year – to really break into a Popovich rotation. So, you know, shout out to Becky Hammond.
Yeah.
Woman I mean, coach, first year coaching, and she win. So there you go. We just about that winning. Got Summer League chip. NBA championship is next.
I mean, yeah, shout out to them. I mean, and shout out to Becky Hammond becoming the first woman to win anything in the NBA.
Yeah, as far as head coaching. Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, championships and stuff. I mean, you got to start somewhere. I mean, clearly she shows she can mesh well with the young guys.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of talk, and I've heard it all freaking day about, you know, is she going to be the first woman? And when are we going to get a woman? And look, we're making strides, people. We're making strides. You know, it's baby steps.
Yeah. It'll happen.
It will happen one day. I'm pretty sure. Because let me tell you something. God rest her soul, Pat Summitt could have coached in the NBA.
Yeah.
There are some women coaches that could have coached in the league. So It really all boils down to, and I've said it before on the show, there's slim pickings out there when it comes to some of these quality coaches. So at this point, this is the time to strike for women. So if Becky Hammond, you know, continues to do what she's doing, she's learning under Greg Popovich, who is well-respected and is – renowned basically as the best coach in the league, it would not shock me if some team just kind of like, you know what? Let's take a chance.
Yeah, what? I think down the line it will happen. I don't know when. I don't know. Yeah. It may be like another 10 years. I don't know, 15, but at some point it will happen.
It will happen. It will happen. And, you know, shout out to them.
And my last noise award, it is not sport related. I got to give some love to Ghostface Killah for going at Action Bronson, who was on Sports Nation. You know, I don't know if they goaded him or not. My homie, Merc 80, shout out to Merc 80, who played the clip, you know, with him asking about he sound, you know, he and Ghostface kind of sound the same. And he ended up taking a shot at Ghostface. Like, he ain't rapping like that no more. And it was like, oh, shit.
Oh, snap.
So, knowing somebody of Ghostface caliber, pedigree, been in the game since the 90s, still putting out stuff. New Yorker.
Yep.
I wonder how he's going to respond. Oh, my God. That video. I wish I could play. He came so damn hard on Action Bronson. Basically, like, okay, check your shit. Don't you ever. Who the hell told you that you could say my name out your mouth?
Ooh.
Basically, he was like, nigga, I got fools here. Nigga, we will gut your ass like a fish.
Oh.
And then just was like, look, man, like I put work in the game. I mean, it wasn't all just a diss. I mean, he was like, look, I heard you. I knew we had the same vocal tone, you know, but I didn't diss you. I didn't do none of that. You know, I just left you alone, you know, have respect for you. And I was waiting for you to say something. And basically said that, you know, he hit him up about it. And he said he was sorry, he apologized, and, you know, went on Twitter, I guess, to say something, and then took it back and deleted the tweets. So he did the 6-minute video doing the whole New York 9, clapping hands when he talking, you know, like, we about that. We're gonna handle this. And it was just like, ah, damn. But it was a great, you know, great vetting move. Just like, boy, look, I'm doing. And it ain't like, it, one thing if Ghostface hadn't dropped nothing in like 5-10 years.
Yeah.
The dude's still putting out stuff, you know, got, you know, the part two with Adrian Young. I mean, the dude's still putting out quality material.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, look, you ain't, to me, their rapping styles are different. They do have a similar vocal tone. Because you hear Action Bronson, you do hear Ghostface.
Yep.
But if you played both of them side by side, to me, you could tell who was who.
Yeah.
But it was just like, wow, you know, that's veteran got to check him. Let him know, man. Like, look, show some respect. Because, you know, he was like, you ain't got no, I ain't see your Iron Man. I ain't see your Supreme Clientele. Bulletproof wallets. I mean, Ghostface got hits.
He do, though.
I mean, where your Shay Shay like Ghost?
And then,
I dig Action Bronson. I like, you know, some of his stuff, but you ain't better than Ghostface, dude. Just.
Yeah, and them East Coast cats will let you know that, too. Knock that shit off.
Yeah. So I had to give some love to Ghostface for that, because I was like, ah, damn, he was just like.
Is it means you need to shut the fuck up? That's what I do. I would fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Let him know, Ghost.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's awesome.
All right, so, you know, we got to get into the other side of things.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that! All
right, I only got one, and I'm about to repeat a little soundbite again. This whole thing of, you know, we gay love Serena Williams for kicking butt up Wimbledon, trying to go for the Grand Slam. And then come to find out, she was getting booed, folk getting upset, saying she not humble, and all this other crap. I'm like, you know what? We know what this means. This just means to me, nigga, get in your place.
Yep.
Like, oh, she can't. She the best woman tennis player, one of the greatest tennis players ever, male or female, dominating. I mean, Kim even showed me this. This clip, and I guess it was at Wimbledon. I don't know what's up, but it was like this white girl had on, like, basically, like, fake boobs and a butt. And I'm like, is this supposed to be a dig at Serena? You know, I don't know. I didn't read the whole thing. I just saw the clip, and I was like, what's this supposed to mean? And I'm like, the chick, it feels like that whole LeBron James thing. Oh, I know I am the best. Why did you say that? That's not right. Like, she knows she keeps kicking ass.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, but at some point, when do you get an opportunity to pat yourself on the back then, if that's the case?
Yeah. And then this extra shit, because then that what the video with the girl with the fake stuff basically shows to me is like, oh, okay, so when we got, what was it, Anna Kournikova,
mm-hmm.
or Kournikova, taking mm-hmm. all these ads, oh, she's supposed to be sexy, blah, 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 she sucked at tennis, but oh, look how beautiful she is. Serena coming off all buff, ass, all that, thick, whatever, and still handling business.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, we don't want to see that. She doing too much. Like, oh, okay. I get it.
It's let's keep it real. People are threatened.
Of course.
Threatened by the success she's having. You know, it's the same way, you know, there were some people threatened with Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
You know, if some African American happens to break into hockey, they gonna be threatened by that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's everything. I mean, shit, if there was a black NASCAR driver who was top notch and was just on, like, you know, Jeff Gordon's level or Dale Earnhardt's level, Nick, they'd be going nuts. So, I mean, it's par for the course. It is what it is. You know, as African Americans, we understand it. We get it. It's fine. We'll just keep kicking your ass.
Basically.
Well, we will keep kicking your ass, believe it.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
I mean, that's what we about to do. Like, okay, we ain't giving us love. All right, I'm going to just keep banging on that door.
Exactly, till you show me love and respect.
Yep, you ain't going to have no choice. I'm going to keep holding this award up. You see this trophy? Come get it. It's like Jack Johnson. I'm beating y'all at what? Yeah, so yeah, that's... Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Y'all, we can do better than that.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's my what the fuck moment.
All right. So, for me, I got a few of them.
All right.
First one is going to all the overreactions for the fucking summer league. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about how D'Angelo Russell was ass and Jahlil Okafor is all this great and all that. It just got to a point like, are y'all serious? Y'all really, it is like, y'all really are seriously taking summer league this seriously. It's ridiculous. 95% of them dudes ain't making NBA rosters, except for them dudes who were drafted or like second year dudes who were drafted by the team. If you ain't drafted by the team, even if you were a second round pick, there's no guarantee you making the team. Unless you a first round pick, we get a guaranteed contract. The likelihood of you making the team are very slim. Unless you just gonna ride pine the whole year. So it was one of those things. I know D'Angelo Russell had his spurt where he was just turning the ball over left and right and blah 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 blah. I'm like, dude, he's a 19-year-old kid. Just, you know, playing what his third, fourth game. Get a kid a break. Good Lord. I mean, all I want to see. In a summer league game, show me flashes. Show me you can play in this league. It's all I care about. Like, I mean, you know, Bobby Portis showed flashes for the Bulls, but I'm like, that nigga's riding pine all year. It don't matter.
Yeah, he might get some run. I mean, but yeah, for most of the guys, like when Jordan Clarkson played a few games, but you were like, okay, clearly you don't need to be here.
Thank you. Exactly.
And then some dudes, you're like, all right. I mean, a lot of it was kind of sloppy, but, I mean, you know, you just want to see, you give guys some run. Give guys some chances. Let's, you know, get acclimated to the system. Maybe some of these dudes maybe if you're lucky, like Bobby Portis, maybe a rotation player.
I mean,
at the most, or a guy, hey, maybe he'll latch onto your summer league team. I mean, your develop your D league team, get some run there.
And then and shout out to Seth Curry, Steph Curry's brother. He signed with the Kings. But I'm like, this fool's been playing in like 3-4 summer leagues, and he finally just now got signed to the contract.
Right, but you've seen improvement. You've seen growth. You've seen his game expand. You've seen him battle. You know, you start figuring out what you need to do, you know, and, you know, a lot of guys, there have been a lot of guys who've come through the D League, a lot of summer league, and have made the team and have been contributors.
Yep. And I mean, you know, he got a contract, but now this is step two. now he's got to get some time because at this point he's riding pine.
Yep. No, I feel you on that. It's like, oh, snap. Look at this dude. He was killing Summer League. You're like, okay.
How come they don't sign him? It's like, dude, because he would get ate by NBA players. Are you kidding me? Get the hell out of here. So, you know, what the fuck to that? My next one is going to the worst. Actually, you know what? I'm going to say that for last. I'm saving that one for last. Yeah. All right. This one is going to go to former Kansas City Chiefs cornerback Justin Cox, who was arrested on Monday afternoon, which is why I call him former cornerback. arrested Monday afternoon and charged with aggravated domestic violence, burglary of a residence, and trespassing.
The fuck?
What? I mean, it's ridiculous. Number one, he was an undrafted free agent, which just kind of was just like, are you fucking serious? I'm like, you already know there's a good chance you may not make the team and you doing stupid shit like this. Now, the reason he wasn't drafted was because he was charged and arrested with aggravated domestic violence and burglary of a dwelling last November.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, it ruined his draft stock, so he didn't get drafted. And then now he gets an opportunity, somebody picks him up, and he blows it again. So, I mean, clearly, and with the domestic violence situation that's involved in there, you know, especially aggravated domestic violence, bro, ain't no team's going to touch him.
Nope.
No team touch him anymore. So his NFL short career is done. So what the fuck?
What the fuck are we doing out here? I asked you, what in the fuck are we doing here?
Trying to ruin your life. That's what he's doing out here. Like, I'm good with not making money. I want to spend some time in jail.
Seriously. It's like, good Lord. Come on, man. All right. And then my last and final one is going to former Jaguars linebacker Clint Sessions, who is being sued by his ex-girlfriend and his baby mama, as I want to call it, Davia Bradshaw, for failing to pay child support. Now, let me tell you why Clint Sessions might be the worst father I've ever seen.
Oh, shit.
His daughter is 3.
Okay.
She has cerebral palsy.
Oh, fuck.
Encephalopathy, which is basically, I looked it up, is basically a brain disease. Okay. And she has a brain defect, which has left her unable to walk, nearly blind, and unable to eat normal food. And basically, she requires it. I'm sure, as you can tell, it requires a lot of money per month to take care of her.
Oh, yeah. She needs round the clock medical care.
And basically, this ignorant ass nigga has refused to pay. And even went so far as to attempt to hide the money. And basically, I guess he sent it to like his parents or something, trying to. And basically was claiming he couldn't afford, you know, the care for his daughter. And then once the investigation was done, it was revealed he spent $850,000 on a new house and bought his new girlfriend a Mercedes round amount of like 30 G's. It's just like, what the fuck is your problem, bro? So he has been ordered by the courts to pay $66,900 per month, which is good. Seven G's. It should be more than that for his deadbeat ass. That so pissed me off when I saw that. I'm like, wait a minute. Your child has special needs and you are really seriously trying to act like you ain't got money? I'm like, nigga, I follow the NFL. I know you got paid when you signed with the Jags. You got a $30 million contract. I know you got paid. So it was just kind of like, seriously, what the fuck is wrong with some of these people? I don't understand. I'm not a father, so I am not there yet, but I be damned if I don't take care of my child, especially if, God forbid, they have a special need. You must be kidding me.
Yeah. What the? He sound like he ain't want nothing to do with the kid. Probably don't want to claim it. And, you know, I'd hate to say it. I don't know, but the way this came off, he just wished she wasn't even here.
Yeah.
I mean, this nigga, like,
that is to say, it's probably how he feels, honestly.
I mean, this word, and you finally spend $850 on a house, buying your new girlfriend. Look, if you don't like the mama, whatever. But damn, like, do you want anything to do with your child?
Seriously.
Like, and this, she need the money. This ain't like, oh, the mama, blah, 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 I need cash. Your daughter needs the money.
Yeah.
And you don't know, I mean, with something like this, you don't know how long she got. You know, hopefully she can get through it and have a long life. She may not.
Yeah.
But do something right, man, instead of just this nigga.
Boo this man!
You a sad piece of shit.
Yeah, seriously. You are like deadbeat dad of the year, my nigga.
For real.
Lord. Yeah, that's it for me, though.
All right, hey man, hit me. I know you had one from yesterday we didn't get to.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Forgive me, y'all. I got one more what the fuck moment. For all y'all that go to BJ's, Beer Tavern, or whatever the fuck, never in your life order online. It's pointless. It is pointless. I had the worst experience at BJ's. Fuck a BJ's. At any restaurant I've ever had. Ladies and gentlemen, I ordered a medium pizza online at 7:15 last night. Okay? I love math, so I'm going to do the whole math for y'all. I set the time on the online menu to be ready at 8 o'clock. That was a 45-minute window. Most of y'all are probably thinking, it shouldn't take more than 45 minutes to cook a pizza. It shouldn't, right? Exactly.
No.
I get there about a little after 8 just to give them a little time because I know BJ gets packed. So I get there about 8:05. I go to get my food and the chick comes back and tells me it's going to be a few minutes because they still working on it. And I said, okay, you know, it's fine. That's fine. Then, you know, they may be, you know, whatever may be. So I'm waiting, you know, and then 2 minutes turns into 4 minutes, 4 minutes turns into 8 minutes, 8 minutes turns into 16. I'm sitting here like, what the fuck? Where's my food? I kid you not, the little chick who was helping me with the online order must have gone back to that kitchen 6 times and each time came back empty-handed with none of my food. It got to the point I saw that manager and was like, do y'all got a corporate number I can call? This is fucking stupid. I literally, ladies and gentlemen, sat in BJ's for no less than half an hour waiting for a fucking pizza. Now, combine that with the time that I ordered it online, we're looking at almost 2 hours.
Damn.
For a pizza. I fuck BJ's. I will never in life order online from them again. I will eat their food. I will go there just because I like their drinks and I will eat their food if I'm there. I will never in life order online from BJ's again. It's pointless. You might as well just go there and order the fucking food right there and wait.
Oh, shit.
So fucking pointless. Oh, they pissed me off. And they are the reason we didn't get to record last night. Fuck BJ's right now.
Oh, God. That was, you tell me that story. That was hilarious. And I was just like, oh, he got to throw that in there. I know in your head when you got there.
What the fuck? Slow down. What the fuck? No. Fuck that.
That is the perfect what the fuck moment.
Yep. That is exactly.
Like, I'm gonna use that exact line to y'all.
It was like, what the fuck, man? I'm sitting here waiting. The bitch brought me some water and I want to say,
Y'all water.
Exactly. Y'all motherfuckers are teetering on y'all better comp me for this fucking food. Cause this is ridiculous. Oh, and I'm still will be writing my email to the company and letting them know how shitty that service was. Shit.
Man, this is some bullshit.
I'm telling you. So if it's y'all, I'm telling you anywhere.
Oh my God.
States of America. If there's a BJ's around, don't waste your time ordering online. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. Guaranteed. And if you have experienced the same thing, please hit us up and let me know. Please. So we can get a petition going for this shit.
Yeah, I haven't had it that bad, but I have been there and pulled up and it'd be like, what the fuck? Like, come on. Like, y'all got the whole joint out in front where, like, you can just wait and the food is going to come to me.
Telling you.
Oh,
thanks.
Shit. Oh, that was fun. Oh, ended on a fun note. Well, yes, thank you, y'all. This is the Black Is Network. You are listening to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. Thank y'all for tuning in. Oh, man, you can find the podcast on our website, blackisonline.com. You can also listen to us via iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio. If y'all want to leave us any feedback, let us know what you think of the show. Give us 5 stars, iTunes, on Stitcher. Let us know what you think. Give us thumbs up. Repost the show, all that. If y'all want to hit us up directly, talk some sports with us, you can do that. We on Twitter, at Brothers Layman. You can hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Hit us up on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up. Let us know how you're feeling about the show. For the first-time listeners, we definitely want to thank y'all for taking the time out to check us out and see what we're about up in here in the happy hour. For the long-time listeners, definitely want to thank y'all for hanging out with us for the long haul, keeping up with us. We definitely appreciate it. You know, keep them tweets, keep them emails coming. We love them. We love them. So if you did enjoy the show, go ahead and let your peoples know. Tell everybody. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Go ahead and tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. See what we got today. You know what? Go ahead and tell Nike. Tell Reebok. Tell Adidas. Tell Converse. Tell
Puma.
There you go.
New Balance.
Tell Cole Haan. Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Freak me, I'm just too nasty. Lost on the dance floors, I attack y'all. Snuck through the back door, guess who they saw? Goldie and Ghost, black African rope. Star studded lowlanders, plus the mural was dope. Airbrush WB, stop.
Shake your body, body.
And cop a couple of these.
She's a hottie, hottie.
Godfrey and Sean C. Very upset.
For what? For what?
Put a rough rider on my dick, bust right through him. Come out your shirt, insert the party rhyme. Fry Dr. Berserk, Bacardi Lime. With passionate taste to shake your Calvin Klein. Before the floor gets moist, case and follow mine. Swallow 9, model dimes from Bahamas. Slim doodle makers stuffed inside pajamas.
Ghostface, 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 Ghostface,